Fine. Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Monday, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, 1st of Cheshvan, 16th of October, Rabbi Chaim Perlman Shlita, Chizuk in this Ace Tzoro. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by family Max Grosnas Unishmas Chai Rezul Bas Rabichoel Reich Olea Sholem, whose Yahrzeit was last Friday.
Good Chodesh to everybody. Chodesh. In these difficult times, a lot of droshes have been given, divrei chizuk, to strengthen our bitochen and our emuno. One thing which I'm sure troubles everybody, we davened already first day slichus and end of Elul through to Rosh Hashanah. From Rosh Hashanah, the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, to Yom Kippur. And then we davened until Rosh Hashanah, until Hashanah Rabbah. And what is very troubling is, what happened to all these tefillahs? We said just a week before Shemini Atzeres, a couple of weeks before, in the Nosana Tokef, mi yichya, mi yomus, mi bacherev, mi boesh. And who could have thought that just a week or two later, all these tefillahs have turned into such an unfortunate ending. What happened to all these tefillahs that we davened and poured out our hearts? And the Mefarshim are also troubled by this. There's a very interesting Maril Diskin in Parshas Vayero. There Avram, he davens for the Anshei Sodom. Ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim, ulai yimotim shom aboyim. And of course, his tefillahs are not successful. So what happened to all those tefillahs that Avraham davened? Says the Maril Diskin, Chas v'sholom, you shouldn't think that those tefillahs lo shavu reikom. They weren't. They're not empty tefillahs. On the contrary, all the tefillahs of Avraham. Lo shovu reikom chas v'sholom, v'im omdim v'kayomim lo netzach b'shvil zara acharov. Those tefillahs were not immediately answered, but they get stored in a bank of tefillahs, and that's what the posuk says, ki yedativ, I've recognized Avraham, l'man ashi yetzaveh es bonov v'es beiser acharov. Those tefillahs may not have been effective now, but in some future generation, we will draw on those tefillahs. We say in Tehillim, Nun Vov, Noidi Sofarto, Rashi says, Noidi Sofarto, you know the number of wanderings that Klal Yisrael will have to go throughout their history. Noidi Sofarto, you counted up all the travails and all the travelings, all the times Klal Yisrael are in Golos. Nodi sofarto oto, simo dimosi v'nodecho, put my tears in your container, halo besifrosecho. So Rashi says, halo besifrosecho, b'minyoncho, in your minion, in your counting, titneno, place our tears, your tears, limnoiso imshotsarosai. Count up those tears and put them, store all those tears. Rav Shach said, David HaMelech in Tehillim is revealing to us that not a single tear goes to waste. There's a bank of tears in Shemayim. And at some time, we need to draw on that bank of tears. That's what we say in the, there's a similar idea in the Imre Emes. Vayihi vayomim horabim horheim, vayomos melech mitraim. So Imre Emes Asakash, which the Ramban actually touches on in his Perish on Chumash, it was in those days that the king of Mitzrayim died. The king of Mitzrayim didn't die in those days. It should have said, Poshet should have said, Vayehi acharei yomim rabim, vayomos melech Mitzrayim. After a certain number of days have passed, then the king of Mitzrayim died. It doesn't say that. It says, Vayehi vayomim rabim. Somewhere in all those days, wherever those days were, Vayomos Melech Mitzrayim, a very strange way of writing. The Ramban picks up on it, if you look in the Chumash and the Ramban. But the Imre Emes says, Vayonchu, Pasuk continues, Vayonchu v'nei Yisroel min ho'avodo. Says the Imre Emes, seems in Golus, sometimes the tefillahs are forgotten. Our avodo, the avodo, it says, "Vayonchu minho avodo." What's avodo? Avodo refers to tefillah. They sighed minho avodo. Obviously, avodo means hard labor, but says the Imre Emes, "Vayonchu min avodo" could refer to tefillah. "Vayonchu bnei Yisrael minho avodo." What happened to our tefillahs? They cried out, "Vayizoku." They cried out, "Vatal shavosam el elikim." They're still in servitude in Mitzrayim. And where's the effect of all these tefillahs? Vayishma elekim es nakosom, but Hashem heard their cries. Vayizker elekim es brisa, and he remembered that, but not now, later, when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf. You have the Gemara in Tanis, Misha ono es avuseinu al Yamsuf, hu yane eschem, vayishma kol tzakosom, hayom azeh, then the bracha which we say, which is said in the Mishnah in Tanis, after the series of Tanesim, then the bracha concludes, Baruch ato Hashem zoicher hanishkoches, who remembers that which has been forgotten. Says Rashi, says it, the fishahoyu Yisroel nishkochim b'mitzrayim. Yisroel felt that they were forgotten in Mitzrayim. Kamoshonim, for many years, v'nisya'ashu min hagi'ulo, the abandoned hope of being redeemed. Mizochrem hamokem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them. That's the bracha. Misha ono es avosenu al yamsuf. The one who answered our fathers at the yamsuf. Hu yana eschem. He will continue to answer. V'yishma kol tzakosom. He heard the cries of the tzakosom. What's the kol tzakosom? The tzakosom, which was in previous generations, by Yomim Ohem, in Mitzrayim, he heard those, but it was delayed until the Yamsuf. And then he says, Baruch ato Hashem, Zoicher Hanishkochos. He remembered those forgotten tefillahs. That's how the Imre Emes attaches the bracha which is mentioned in Maseches Tanis. So the Anochos of the Bnei Yisrael are not forgotten. Then it says, Vatal Shavosom El Elokim. Mino avodo, the cries, mino avodo, what's mino avodo? Mino avodo from the avodo of tefillah, batal shavosom el elokim. That's the pshat, vayihi vayomim horabim hoheim, during those days they cried out, vayomos melech Mitzrayim, and those tefillahs which were said, vayomim hoheim, those are the tefillahs which subsequently were heard at the times of Kriyas Yamsuf, which was much later. I heard from Rav Osher Weiss, quoted the Medrash in Voschanan, Moshe Davin to Elakim, Voschanan El Elakim, and the Medrash says the gematria of Voschanan is 515, Tov Kuf Tesvo, 515 tefillahs. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened these tefillahs, cried out to Hashem, he wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael. But he wasn't, his tefillahs weren't answered, he was not allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael. Milonu Godol mi Moshe Rabbeinu, Nekom bi Yisrael Kamosha. The tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened to those tefillahs? He said a very, very interesting thought. We have three times in Shas, the Gemara quotes the Tana de Be Eliyahu, Shish es alofim shono havi amo. The world will continue for 6,000 years, three lots of 2,000 years, a famous Gemara, Tana de Be Eliyahu. In Seder Olam, it says there, in Seder Olam Rabosi, the Moshe Rabbeinu died in the year 2488 from Bria Sa'olam, 2488. Now this Medrash, the Tana de Belion of 6,000 years, he quoted, Rav Osher Weiss quoted a Medrash which I couldn't find. I tried to find this Medrash, I couldn't find it. He says that there is a Medrash which says it wasn't 6,000 years, it was 6,093 years. 6,093. Again, I say I can't find the source of this Medrash. I'll have to try and contact Rav Osher Weiss to find out where this Medrash is. Couldn't find it. 6,093 years. He says it's not a stirrup because we often find the Chazal rounded up the years. 2,000, maybe 2,000, a few more years. And he quoted... you get Malkus Arboim, doesn't mean 40 Malkus, you get 39 Malkus. Often Chazal would round up the figures, but the accurate figure, he says, is 6,093 in this Medrash. Now, the difference between 2,488, which is the death of Moshe, to 6,093, is 3,605 years. 3,605 years is 7 times 515. The tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu, the 515 tefillahs, he says, each of those tefillahs sustained Klal Yisrael for 7 years from the time of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu until the end of the, until Chazal say, the end of the 6,093 years. That's what he says, Libi Omer, that's what Rav Osher Weiss said, Libi Omer, to his own Chiddush, which is a very interesting idea. The tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu are what's sustaining the world up to the end, as it were, to the end of the 6,093 years. Says Nefesh HaChaim, what is the koyach of tefillah? Says Nefesh HaChaim, Kol tevo me'atfilo, o shel ezer brocha. Every word of our tefillahs, or any brocha, is ola lemalo, goes above, b'sharosho ha'elyon ha'meyuchad lo. And kaviyochel we become a shutuf together with the yotzei bereishis. Each tefillah, each word of tefillah, goes, has sharoshim, which go lemalo, and sustain the world. Live nos v'lintoa kamo v'kamo olamos. That's hapikabolos. It's difficult to follow, but these are the words of the Nefesh HaChaim. That's why tefillah is called Dvorim ha'omdim berumo she'olam. Tefillah are words which are stand berumo she'olam. The words of tefillah themselves. Omdim Baruma Shel Olam. The Gemara says in Tanis, Kolametzair Atzmoy Imatzibur. Whoever feels the tzoros of the tzibur, zoicha v'roa v'nechomas tzibur, will be zoicha to see the nechoma of the tzibur. In fact, it's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Novi Yeshaya says, b'chol tzoroso lo tzor. In all the tzoros, of Am Yisroel Lotzor, as a Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is troubled, and we have to emulate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have to be mishtatev. Everybody has to feel the tsar of the tzibur who are suffering so much. What says in Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph, Rabbi Chanina Bar Popo, when he wanted to introduce the story of the Megillah's Esther, he started from a pasuk in Tehillim. Hirkavto enosh l'roshenu, bonu v'esh uv'amayim. We have been taken through fire and water, v'atzitiyenu l'ravoyo. Says Rashi, v'esh, we were placed in fire, b'mei Nevuchadnetzar ha'rosho. In the days of Nevuchadnetzar ha'rosho, says Rashi, sheheti lonu l'toich ha'kivshon. That Nevuchadnetzar put us through a furnace of fire. Who was put into the furnace of fire? Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. Three people. And on that, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Bonu v'esh v'amayim. It's as if the whole of Klal Yisrael has been put through esh v'amayim. When three individuals have been put into esh and mayim, then it's ki'ilu, the whole of Klal Yisrael should feel that pain. Some of you may not well know what happened in it was 1913. It was a major pogrom, and there was a trial of Mendel Baylis in Ukraine, Kiev. It was a blood libel, and of course, it wasn't just really one person being put on trial. The fate of that particular individual would affect the fate of the whole of Klal Yisrael. And the chief rabbi, I think, of Moscow, Rav Mazeh, he took advice and consulted with the George Kever Rebbe and also with Rav Meir Shapiro, who was a young Rav, 1913, he was quite young, and asked, put forward various questions which he suspected that the prosecution would accuse Mendel Baylis, but really accuse Am Yisrael. And one of the questions which he asked, and Rav Meir Shapiro came up with an answer, is the Mamre Chazal, Atem Keruyim Odom, you are called Odom, but the Goyim, Akum, they're not considered to be Odom. How would we defend ourselves this accusation? Atem Keruyim Odom. Sorry?
Where does that phrase come from?
It's a Mamre Chazal, the Gemara in Yevomos. Samach Aleph, other places, but Mamach Hazal. Atem kriyim Odom, ve Odom ki yomus bo'el. Atem kriyim Odom, ve inakum kriyim Odom. And therefore, regarding Tumas Akum, whether there's a din of Tumas Akum bo'el, we don't have to go into the detail now. How would you sort of explain that? So Rav Meir Shapiro gave the answer and said, you have an expression, ish. You have a plural, anoshim, enosh, anoshim. For the term odom, there is no plural. It's only in the singular. There is no plural for odom, adamim. The word doesn't exist. Said Rami Shapiro, that's the difference between Am Yisrael and Umos HaOlam. When one person of Am Yisrael is suffering, then the whole of Klal Yisrael feels the pain. The whole of Klal Yisrael in this trial is being, if one person, this Mendel Baylis, who Poshto Yid, whoever he was, is being prosecuted, it's the whole of Klal Yisrael being prosecuted. He says, if there was a tragedy in Africa, they wouldn't feel the pain in the United States. But if one Yid in Eretz Yisrael is in trouble, then every Yid throughout the whole world feels that pain. That's the pshat. Atem kruyim Odom. You are called Odom because Klal Yisrael is one person, is one goof. With Umos HaOlam, there isn't such a concept. And that's how he said, if he asked this question, this is how he should explain it. Subsequently, I found it's indeed a Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says exactly the same word. Yisrael nikri Odom, Shem Odom. Ye omer ala yochid ala min bichlal. Ve'eno bo beribui adamim. There isn't such a word. Shekulom heim Odom Echo. These are the words of the Meshech Chochma in Zos HaBrocha, in the actual Meshech Chochma itself. There's an interesting Malbim in Pesukim in Tehillim, which you're all familiar with. Yushalayim habenuyo ki ir shechubro lo yachtov. Pasuk continues, Shalu shalom Yerushalayim, Yishloyu oyavoyich, Yisholoim bechelech, Shalvo ba'amanesoyach. And then the pasuk, which has been used so many times, the manachai v'reoi adabro no sholem bo. Says the Malbim, Yerushalayim is what joins the Klal Yisrael together. Yishalayim habenuyo ki'ir shechubro lo yachtov. Everybody feels a connection with Yishalayim. It joins all Klal Yisrael together. Shalu shalom Yishalayim, yishloyu oyavoyich. Therefore seek out the peace of Yishalayim, yishloyu oyavoyich. Yisholom b'chelech shalvo b'amaresoyich. What's the difference between shalom and shalvo? Seemingly they seem to be the same. Same, both referring to peace. What's the chayil? A chayil is the rampart which was the edge of the Beis Hamikdash. A chayil is the exterior wall. Shalom refers to the peace which from the chayil, in other words, external peace from the enemy from outside. Yisholom b'chelech should be peace that the enemy who's external to Yerushalayim, external to the Chayil, shouldn't come and attack us. Yisholom b'chelech. Shalvo refers to the inner peace, inside, within Yerushalayim. Shalvo b'amanesayich, within your palaces. This is what the Malbim says. Yisholom b'chelech, shalvo b'amanesayich. Where there's shalom b'chelech, then there will be peace in internally. I wanted to perhaps, with a little bit of license, turn the Malbim round. I wanted to suggest, Yisholom b'chelech, shalvo b'amanesayich. When will there be shalom b'chelech? When will we have peace from the enemy outside? It's a little bit the opposite of what the Malbim was saying, but nonetheless, in Drush you can say what you can have a certain license. Yisholom b'chelech. When will there peace from external from our enemies? When this shalvo b'amanesayich. If this shalvo b'amanesayich, if there is an internal peace within Am Yisrael, shalvo b'amanesayich, this actus within our own palaces, then we can be confident there'll be shalom b'chelech. One is dependent on the other. Yishalayim habenuyo ki'ir shechubro lo yachtov. Yishalayim is what binds the whole of Klal Yisrael together. But when there's no shalvo b'amanesayich, there is a lack of achdus, we're not pulling together internally, then you cannot expect yishalom b'chelech. There'll be no shalom b'chelech from the exterior, coming from outside. Yisholom b'chelech, when can there be Yisholom b'chelech? Only when there's shalvo b'amanesayich, when there is internal peace. It's not quite what the Malbim says. The Malbim says it the other way around, but this is what I'm suggesting. famous Yerushalmi in Peah, Derish el Achov, Odei Avodah Zorah Hayu. The generation of Achov, they were Odei Avodah Zorah. But since there was no dilaturian, they weren't people informing. In other words, they lived in peace with themselves. They went to battle and they were successful. Says the Meshech Chochmo in Parshas Beshalach, L'chein motzonu shala egel shoyo ha-chet b'avodah zorah. Chet ha-egel was a chet of avodah zorah. Nonetheless, mochal ha-kodesh baruch hu lohem v'nisratz lohem. From the chet ha-egel, we made a recovery. Yes, there were casualties, but ha-kodesh baruch hu was moichel. Avol ala meraglim, the chet of the meraglim, that wasn't a chet of avodah zorah. The chet of the meraglim shoya loshon hara. The chet of the meraglim was because of bad speech. Loshon hara okfias toivo lo mochal lahem. There was no mechilo. Benigza, and therefore it was decreed v'midbo hazeh yitamu. All of that generation had to die. They weren't allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. Powerful Meshech Chochmo. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, in his Yaros Devash, says regarding the Megillas Esther, Am Yisrael mefuzar u'mufurad. Yeshne am echad mefuzar u'mufurad. There's a people who are scattered, and there's pirud, not be'achdus. Ve'en b'neihem achdus. So what does Esther say? Leich kenos es kol ha'yehudim. Go and gather together kol ha'yehudim. This pirud, this lack of achdus, go and the hatzolah will come when we kenos es kol ha'yehudim and bring them together. I noticed Rav Zimmerman's quoted a very nice idea. It's slightly different, but this is Rav Zimmerman quoted last week in the Masech Hadas. This tragedy unfolded in Shmini Atzeres. V'yom HaShmini, Atzeres Tiyo Lachem, and Chazal say, Kosho Alay Predaschem, Kosho Alay Predaschem, V'derech HaChasidus, Kosho Alay Predaschem, the lack of unity among the Bonim, the Pirod, is Kosho Alay Predaschem. I've seen mentioned in Sforim, several form that idea, kosher lai pridaschem, refers to the lack of achdus. The Svorno says, Gam ki eilech begeil talmoves leiro ro ki ato oimodi, shivtecho omishantecho heimo yenachamuni. Says the Sforno, Yodea ani sheato huamako. I know that you're now suffering from the mako. Shivtecho sheki sani boy lishaova, that same mako which is you've been struck down now, lishaova, o mishantecho sheachakach hoisoli lemishan. The very mako, that sorrow should give you strength from this sorrow, that it should become, enable you to be a mishenes, to be a support for you. In mole, Chazal say, in mole no falti lo kamti. Before you can get up, you have to fall. In order to reach that stage of kamti, there has to be an afilo beforehand. In mole yoshavti b'choshech lo hoya early. Had you not been in darkness, you wouldn't appreciate the light. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Leman anoscho, or leman nasoscho, leitivcho bacharisecho. The tzorah, which comes about now, is leman leitivcho liacharisecho. That will ultimately bring a better world, a better future. The remarkable Urachaim, that's what they finish off with Urachaim in Parshas Tzav. Tzav is Aaron v'es bonav leimer, zos teras ha'olah. This is the law of the olah. Hi ha'olah al moikto al ha'mizbeach, kol alaylo al ha'boika, ve'ish ha'mizbeach tukad boi. That's the korban olah is burnt all night. The posuk continues, v'lova shakeyen midoy vad, the kohen has to wear, or michtasei vad, garments of bad, linen, michtasei vad, yilbash al basorei, v'heri misadeshen, he removes the ash, asher teuchel ha'ish, esa oylov an esbeach, v'somo etzel ha'mizbeach. A remarkable Urachaim. Says the Urachaim, alpinista, yisbayer, ki kol nefesh shahurgim ha'umus mi Yisrael, all those souls who are killed by the Umas HaOlam, all those souls of Yisrael who are killed, should look at the Urachaim and work at this Urachaim. Kol nefesh shahurgim ha'umus mi Yisrael al kiddush shema yisborach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu roshem midomoi tzuras ha'nerag ha'hu b'malbush. The blood of those who have been killed, al kiddush Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forms in a form of levush, form of malbush. V'oysa yilboish yom nokom b'liboi. That's what it says. Midoi asher boi, osom shem bad. That people who stands alone, bad. Shehem Yisroel, ashehem am levodod yishkoin, v'sherosh o bad. The shorish of klal Yisroel is midoi bad. Gam yirmois elo achtus shehem nerogim, it says, the Pasuk says, Umichnesei vad, literally means the trousers of linen. It says, Michnesei vad yirmois lemasha horgu ha'umus, is a remez to those people who are killed by the nations of the world. Me'anoshim ha'nigoshim el Hashem, ha'machnisim emunus Hashem v'yachtusu b'lev Yisrael. The Michnesei vad, the people who stands alone, or Michnesei, they bring in the emuno to Hashem. And they're the ones who are moikto al-aish al-amizbeach. I mean, it's remarkable. Arachaim, which is so applicable to the circumstances which we're suffering at the moment. And obviously, there are dvorim nistorim there. But it's... you should look up that Urachaim and Parshas, the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Just to conclude with this piece from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Gemara in Yumo says, at the time of the Churban, when they came into the Beis HaMikdosh, Titus and his army came into the Beis HaMikdosh, they found that the Kruvim were embracing. Which seems to contradict the other Gemara. Another Gemara says, one place it says the Kruvim were facing each other, the other seems to be the Kruvim were not facing each other. Kan ba'osin ritzono shel mokum, kan ba'ein osin ritzono shel mokum, more in the first perek of Baba Basra. And here, it's ein osin ritzono shel mokum, it's a time of Churban. And when the Goyim came into the Lifnai v'lifnim, they saw the Kruvim, mu'urim zeh bezeh, as it were, embracing each other. Says Reb Chaim, Chaim Shmulevitz, Hakruvim Yurim Zeh Bezeh, Hu Simen LeKirvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. It's a simen, the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael. UBeShas HaOnesh VaChurban HaYukrovin BeYosa. At the very time of the Churban, that is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels very close to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't seem so. It seems just the opposite. But the time of Churban, when Klal Yisrael is being, as it were, devastated, that is a time when the Kruvim were Ma'urin Zeh Bezeh, a time of Chibor between Kadosh Baruch Hu and his people. Shekein hu ha'nagosa shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, shebe'is shebo b'din im b'riyosov. So it is the way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, at a time when he comes to din with his creatures, osa shor, he shas avo v'chibor rabo leboim lemishpot. Very, very suitable mama of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz on the matzav that we here today. Mirz Hashem, we should, through our tefillahs, through our strengthening of our munah and bitochen, feeling one for the other, a display of achdus, and Mirz Hashem, we should be zoicha to the end of all this Torahs and to the Gula b'mheirav Yameinu. Amen.
Amen. Amen.